And Ronald Reagan didn't trick. Talking about the welfare folks. Ronald Reagan too dumb to even know that. He's talking about the welfare folks. They lazy and they could work. He don't even know that out of the 26 million poor folks in America, 24% of them is over 65. 30% is children. 8% is disabled. 1% is blind. 13% is single parents at home with children. Only 3.8% is workable. They talk about welfare cheat. That punk don't even know. All he got to do is go to the Justice Department. They got the documents. Welfare cheat across this country less than 4%. And the biggest part of that is not the recipients. It's the folks who work for the system. Ronald Reagan think all these niggas is on welfare. They don't see. They lied to the boy. 30% of everybody on welfare in America is black. 56% is white. 14% is other minorities. I ain't worried about 30% of the ex-slave. I'm worried about 50% of them free, 56% of them free white folks that's on welfare. That bothers me. And if you listen to some white folks in this country discussing niggas, you would swear we went to Europe and stole them and just put them on boats, kicking and screaming, say, you will come to America and run my banks. You black fraternities and sororities, we're going to put y'all on notice. Y'all just about to get in trouble. Walking around with all that silliness in the middle of our survival. Why the hell, in order for me to join a black fraternity or sorority, I got to be humiliated by you, nigga? America done humiliated me for 400 years, and all the qualification is to be humiliated, I qualify as at birth to belong to that fraternity and sorority. I don't need your humiliation or hit with your paddle. I need your love and your affection and your kindness so I can go back to that black community and build a nation. I say to you as I leave you, look at Atlanta very close. Those of you that believe in God and believe in prayer, you better turn to it. And not just turn to it for yourself, but think about what those parents, black and white, got to be going through. Because if I was a white father in Atlanta, I would feel bad because they're leading everybody to believe that it's a racist thing. And if I was a white father, I wouldn't know when they're going to come after mine. Think about that black parent, particularly that black woman at home by herself. Got 4 or 5 children. She'd love to stay home and watch them, but she got to go to work. And imagine what must be going through that mother and that father who, if they don't work, they ain't going to have no food. And if they do work, they're going to wonder about the children getting ripped off. Think about that. Think about that when you spend some time every morning. And you black folks that don't think that that's part of you, I tell you what. Anytime a whole nation, and if it continues, a whole nation of black boys will come up scared going into manhood. And I've already told my wife, don't scare them niggas in my house. If it means they got to get wiped out and die, don't have them niggas walking around with fear. Tune them into that God force. If you spend as much time tuning them children into they self instead of fear. That's what it's all about.